In honor of MS Awareness Month, renowned artist Lydia Emily Archibald has some paintings that depict the impact MS has on individuals and caregivers. There's a campaign, MS On My Mind. We also have with us Dr. Daniel Banderas giving us some insight into what MS is. Before we get into the MS On My Mind, Doctor, give us a brief understanding of what MS is when we understand that people are affected by it.
Great question. Multiple sclerosis is probably the most prevalent neurological disorder in the young population between the age of 20 and 40. It's an autoimmune disorder, which means the immune system for some reason doesn't recognize the covering of the nerve called myelin, so it starts attacking it, and that translates into symptoms such as weakness, numbness, vision problems, speech problem, gait, balance, and you name it. Basically, MS can cause those symptoms. The reality is that MS can affect any population. Average age of diagnosis is between 20 to 40. However, the span of a diagnosis goes anywhere from 3-year-old all the way to 73-year-old. So as you can imagine, a big array of the patients or population can be affected with multiple sclerosis.
Why is it, Doctor, though, that I see, and maybe it's the one thing, the site that you have is populated by photos of women. People that I know who have MS are mostly females. Is that just because I happen to be aware of it, or is this a fact, in a sense?
Well, no, that's a very good question. The reality is that both sexes get affected with multiple sclerosis. And yes, there's a higher prevalence in females, but the ratio is not that hugely different in sexes. So for every 3 women who have multiple sclerosis, there are 2 men. But for some reason, studies have shown women, they somehow pay attention to their symptoms a little bit more or earlier. They go to doctors. Most men ignore majority of the initial symptoms. So for that reason, a lot of times by the time they get to the doctors, their MS has already shown symptoms or progression. And that is something that is important to understand, that regardless of the age or sex, MS really needs to be evaluated early.
We see most recently in the news actress Selma Blair showing up at an award show with a cane and talking about her MS, and so she's out there getting the word out as well. We've got another artist with us this morning, Lydia Emily Archibald. You're an artist. You express through a medium of what? Painting, sculpture? What is your art form?
I'm a realistic portraiture oil painter. So almost everything I do is like that. I do some large-scale murals. I've done a lot of murals to bring awareness to multiple sclerosis. But in studio, I do oil painting.
Well, talk about these paintings and this reflection of MS in your work or how it's portrayed, what the impact that has.
The impact that the MS has had on me is obviously total in my situation for my hands and my ability to see. I've lost the sight in one of my eyes, and I have difficulty holding my paintbrushes, so I tie my paintbrushes to my hand, actually, with my kids' shoelaces. It's very funny. But that was the whole reason why pairing with EMD Serrano on this is so amazing for me, because we made this website, msisonmymind.com, and it came up out of, really, for me, what do I do to get by? What do I do when MS is on my mind? How do I manage it? It doesn't have to be painting. It can also be just making dinner for your family or carrying groceries or blow-drying your hair. And you can go to the website. Anybody can go to the website, and you can upload a picture of you and your family trying to enjoy yourselves, or a drawing of what you do when you're thinking about it, or some writing. Some people have actually uploaded poetry or paintings. And a lot of times for the general public, if you're not sick, if you don't suffer from this, it can be very difficult to understand what people with MS go through, because it can present so invisibly to people who don't have it. So I am taking that information that people are sending in or uploading, and I'm trying to make oil paintings of them so that people can see more what it's like. Again, the visual can be really helpful for people.
Well, that's what art does. It takes something that sometimes we have a hard time understanding and putting it in sort of an emotional sense, a visual. It gets our senses, other senses, to look at it. I'm looking at some of the paintings. There's that one here that you have on the site with looks like a gentleman sitting in a chair, and his one leg is an anchor. What's the representation
for that? Correct. There was a man who actually went to the MS's on my mind website and wrote in to me about how his leg felt heavy. And I think he actually even did a little sketch drawing of his, you know, his leg being this heavy weight. And so I made an oil painting of a man in a classical portraiture with a literal anchor for a leg. And I actually, we were posted it last night for the first time on my websites too, and the response I got from people, just, there were so many men who wrote, oh my God, this is exactly what it feels like. I thank you so much for painting this. And they were able to, I'm going to show this to my wife, I'm going to show this to my friends. They were able to show it. And so just that I gave that guy, one guy, the ability to show people what it feels like for him, That's amazing to me.
So that's kind of the purpose, I guess, of this site. It's a, as with any kind of gathering place of people with sort of a similar issue, they feel like they're not alone, but yet now they have a way to maybe translate something to understand how they're feeling. And that helps, I guess, dealing with this disease too, doesn't it?
Gosh, I really hope so. I mean, that is the whole point of the MS is on my mind platform, is I really hope it can help people.
Doctor, what kind of an impact does this have for people on a daily life, and what is their outlook moving forward for them if they get this diagnosis?
I'm glad you asked those questions. So what kind of effect can it have on the activities of daily living? It all depends. It all depends on whether their disease is properly evaluated, treated, and controlled or not. So majority of the MS patients today, compared to 20 years ago, they're on very good disease-modifying therapies or medication that can control MS. As you know, MS does not really have any kind of cure. So for that reason, the outlook for the future is very, very positive. And thank you for having us today.
We appreciate your time again. If people want to find out more, the website MSisOnMyMind.com. You can find out all about that, whether you know someone or someone has information to put up there. Again, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.